Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, so it's time for our weekend picks. It's when we highlight some events and things going on around town. That is for those of you who aren't going to go to the Bruins Parade on Saturday, that is. So joining us now is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for DigBoston.com. Hi there, Hillary.
What's up, Meghna?
Not much, except for, you know, Bruins stuff. But your first pick.
Riots, people going crazy, no big deal. So my first pick is actually tonight at the Milky Way in Jamaica Plain. It is Eddie Japan, Dastardly, and Big East, and I'm really excited about this. Dastardly, I caught them for the first time at the Lily Pad in Cambridge back in January. They drove through a blizzard for 9 hours, barely made the show, got there 2 hours late, and they still packed a room. So now that it's all nice out and we're not going to have a crazy storm, I can only hope that they're going to bring an even bigger and better show. And we've got a track here. It's actually off of their debut, May You Never, and it's called Exercises in Self-Loathing.
I felt the weight of the years as the past crept up, oozing out with the sweat and the filth.
All right, well, that's Dastardly and their song Exercises in Self-Loathing. They're playing tonight at the Milky Way, and I guess tonight being Thursday, yeah, that can count. We can count that as a weekend pick if you live that large.
Oh,
right?
But I do.
So what else is going on?
So this Friday, June 17th at the Brattle Theater, we have Stakeland. And this is basically supposedly one of the scariest movies that's come out ever. It's a great horror movie. It actually has a plot to it. It's not just a bunch of people getting stabbed and zombies and things eating each. It's not that gross. It's pretty gross, but it actually has a plot to it. And it's pretty dramatic, pretty wonderful. The area premiere is happening at the Brattle, and anyone into crazy, slashy horror flicks should go.
I've seen things you wouldn't believe. Things a boy shouldn't see. I was like any other kid. I didn't believe in the boogeyman. Then the world woke up to a nightmare.
Welcome to Stakeland, kid.
So that's from the trailer, I guess, or a preview of Stakeland. Hillary, I've actually got a pick, another film, and
yeah.
Maybe in the sort of same surrealist tradition, but not with vampires.
Okay, I can dig it.
This is a Luis Buñuel retrospective at the Harvard Film Archive, and he is, of course, a Spanish surrealist master who collaborated very frequently with Dali, and that's at the Harvard Film Archive on Friday. Perfect for super film nerds like you, Hillary.
I'm a little nerdy.
Yeah.
A little bit. Have you seen the movie? Have you seen Un Chien Andalou?
I have to admit, I have not.
They cut open an eyeball. There's an eyeball, and it gets cut, and there's a hand, and there's ants pouring out of it, and it is a drunken nightmare circus of awesome. But you should
see
it.
It's surrealist art. Yes, I totally get that.
Yep. And there's elks pulling a piano, and Dali makes it. You just got to see it, basically. So
okay, well, you've got me convinced. I know now what I might be doing on Friday night.
It's as disturbing as it sounds. It really is. But
you've got one more pick, though?
I do. For Saturday at the Acoma Art Gallery in Charlestown, Wu-Tang at the Gallery is happening, and it's an exhibit that incorporates basically all kinds of art that is inspired by the Wu-Tang Clan, be it, you know, we're talking paintings, we're talking graffiti, we're talking tags, we're talking DJ sets and vocal performances. There's a lot to see and there's a lot to hear and a lot to experience. And, you know, if anyone digs Wu-Tang or is remotely interested in Wu-Tang Clan, I would highly recommend going. And actually, Daniel Embry's piece from the exhibit is the cover art for the Weekly Dig this week. So we're huge fans and we can't wait to see more.
We've got a couple really big Wu-Tang fans on the Radio Boston staff, too.
Yeah.
So in honor of that, we're going to go out on this Wu-Tang song, which is called Cream. Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor for DigBoston.com. Great to see you as always.
Thank you for having me.
Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
Well, for more information on this week's arts picks, go to our website, radioboston.org.
Cash fools everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar.